Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into the next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and the director of the next chapter, Widows Ministry. I hope that all is well with you tonight. Well, preparing for the storm, the holidays. This is week 6, and I would like to do a recap of all the weeks that we have gone over and just highlight some of the things that we talked about. In week 1, we had Denise Brown, who came on and gave a testimony. And Denise is one of our seasoned widows and who's been very dedicated to our ministry and giving back and also bringing widows to our ministry as well. She gave a testimony regarding when she first heard her husband was the Good Samaritan that was killed helping someone on the side of the road. She was very transparent of her feelings and what her children went through during that time. And she told us how she prepared for the first storm. And the first storm was the first Thanksgiving and Christmas. Second week, we talked about your love for God and the importance of trusting Him through the storm. Sometimes we feel that God is so far away, but He's not. He's walking right beside us every step of the way as we go through the journey of grief. And Deuteronomy 31:8 says, in the short term, He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be there for you. Week 3, from hopeless to hopeful in a dark situation. Well, I can give a testimony, which I did, because I became a widow, not by choice, to do God's will. The next chapter. You must go through a test to give a testimony. Only 6 years of marriage, and was left with a 10-month-old baby and a 4-year-old little girl. So That was the good, that from hopeless to hopeful, I became hopeful because this was God's will and what he wanted me to do. In Romans 8:28 states that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that who are called according to his purpose. Yes, once again, hopeless to hopeful. God became my husband, my provider, my protector, and my friend. The good is being faithful to his will, and I learned to love him, believe in him, and trust him. How good can that get? Well, try it. And week four, what becomes of the brokenhearted? A few things are certain in life as the experience of a loss. We will always experience a loss that comes with life. We have had, we will, and we will also say goodbye to someone we cherish deeply. In Christ, believers have the confidence that we will receive whatever we ask according to God's will. Our desire should always be to want and do God's will. We should always pray and trust that God hears our prayers. Comfort is available from the Lord no matter how overwhelmed we are in grief. Week five, we talked about coping methods that are right for you. Each person copes with grief differently. They sometimes take longer to grieve. Sometimes they go through it sooner than others. But here are some of the ways that will help you in coping and when you're going through this journey of grief, such as keeping a journal. I suggest to get a pretty one and write your feelings in there. And when you write your feelings in there, go back and read it later on and see the thoughts and the feelings that you had and what you wrote. Listen to music that your loved one enjoyed. Draw, doodle, paint, or whatever. Meditation is good too. Prayer, find a time to pray to God. And also read your favorite scripture and scriptures relating to the promises of God. Write a letter to God, how you feel. And also, if you have questions, ask him those questions. And one day I'm sure he will answer them. Start exercising. I'm going tomorrow morning. Every Wednesday I go because I work part time during the week. But on Wednesday I go to yoga. I enjoy that. That releases a lot of aches and pains and tensions, and it makes you feel good. And afterwards, after exercising, I go for a walk. They have an indoor track. That relaxes me because they play gospel music, and I just sing and praise God as I walk around the track. So that is smoothing also. And here's another one that you might want to try. You may have tried it already. Try screaming out loud. Screaming in your bedroom or in a car or wherever you feel that you feel like, just screaming out and letting your feelings out. Next one is talk to a safe person, someone that you can trust. Pray, also maybe a prayer partner, expressing your feelings. It's good to talk it out. Try some of these that are right for you, and I'm sure that you will find that these are some very good coping methods. I sent a text last week with a question to the callers, my callers and my audience. And many, I only received one last week, but I also had some volunteers to come on for this week. But last week we had Linda Grant. Linda is one of our Next Chapter Widows as well. And she volunteered to answer that question. What did you do differently at Thanksgiving or also in the honor of your loved one? Well, Linda came on and told us what she did. She used an example of beauty of the ashes in the scripture Isaiah 61:4. And she stated that she could see the beauty in the ashes as she looked around in the beauty of her family and friends. She enjoyed cooking for her family. I think she had 30 family and friends that came over for Thanksgiving. And God was able to let her see the beauty in the ashes. She really enjoyed her Thanksgiving. And that's something that she did differently in cooking for all those family members. And I also asked her, and I said, Linda, what did you cook that was your husband's favorite food? And she said, collard greens, mac and cheese, and peach cobbler. I'm sure that was some of our favorites as well. So we can see. And I'm sure she put, like they say, put her feet in it to make sure it came out good so her family member could enjoy it as well. Well, tonight, week six, we have two callers that have volunteered to share what they did during the Thanksgiving holiday. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring them on one at a time. We have Carrie Gibson, and we also have Sheila Jackson. But I'm going to bring on Sheila first. And Sheila is going to answer those questions because she lost. Now, I want to go back. This ministry, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, is a widows ministry, but we also embrace others who have lost a special loved one. So these two ladies have lost a mother and a son. Sheila Jackson lost her mother. She, by the way, both of these ladies are from Birmingham, Alabama. Well, Carrie lived in Atlanta. She goes back and forth. But both of them are calling from Birmingham, Alabama. Well, Sheila, I'm going to bring you on first. And I want you to answer that question. What did you do differently during Thanksgiving or something that you did in honor of your mother, Ella?
Okay.
Sheila?
Hi, Ms. Hollis. Can you hear me? Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Okay, great. I, you know, one of the things you mentioned was, you know, you could read like your, you know, your loved one's favorite scripture. And one of my mother's favorite scriptures was the God being the God of all comfort. And I honored my mother on Thanksgiving just by trying to fulfill her legacy. In that she tried, I just tried to do everything that she just really taught me to do. And she was all about family. She was about giving. She was about kindness. She was a person of integrity. So, and she really, with her being all about family, and I have such a small family. It's just virtually my brother and I, and my mother has one living sister left, and I really try so hard to honor them, and particularly my brother, since I'm the oldest. And so I really try hard to be an example for him the way basically the way she did. I find a lot of strength. I find a lot of peace, and I find a lot of comfort in that. And, you know, and I just took authority over that spirit of grief, and I just had to make a choice, you know, to do something different. You know, I couldn't do the same thing over and over and over again. So basically, Ms. Hollis and everyone that's listening, is that I just tried to live the life that she taught me to live all these years.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Sheila. Do you like to cook? Did you do any cooking?
I wanted to do some cooking, but at the last minute we decided to do something just a little bit different. We just decided to just grill out, and we just basically grilled out some of her favorite dishes that she liked. She liked grilled chicken and she liked mac and cheese, but she would always buy her mac and cheese, and so we, you know, honored her just by having all the dishes that, you know, she would typically have, you know, at holidays. But we didn't have a traditional, you know, a very traditional Thanksgiving. It was a little bit different, and I think that helped me a lot. It really did, just to have something just a little bit different.
Yeah, and that's important to do something different sometimes because what you know whatever you feel that you want to do, and sometimes you don't feel like going through the traditional as far as the turkey and all that stuff. So you did something different, and you was with family, and you just wanted to show your family how you felt about your mother, their mother as well, and that was a good thing. So, thank you so much for sharing that, Sheila, because, like I say, we all do something different and we all go through something different. Now, did you, just one more question, because I have a few, some minutes that I can spare. The question that I had for you, did any of you reminisce or felt sad during that time, during the Thanksgiving holiday, because of it was, I think your mother passed within the last, what, less than the last 2 years, right?
Yeah, she died this past April of this year.
Okay, I thought, yeah, okay, it was recent. So, did anyone, did you do any reminiscing about your mother, or you felt sad at any time during the Thanksgiving gathering?
Well, because, you know, of your teaching, and it's just really, you know, helped me so much. And I'm just so thankful for Carrie telling me about this. I just don't know what I would have done. I always look forward to this class on Tuesday. But basically, what I did was, and I'm so glad you asked me that because it made me think, I watched all the favorite Thanksgiving movies. We would always have little Thanksgiving movies that we would always watch. And so I really didn't really feel a lot of sadness, and you know, and I attribute all of that to listening, you know, every Tuesday. So I didn't have a lot of sadness, and I reminisced by watching our favorite movies. I'm so thankful that I had strength enough to do that and not just, you know, be sad.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad. I'm glad to know that you're enjoying this show and that the things that I've been talking about has helped you and strengthened you and to get through the storm, the holiday. Well, thanks so much for sharing that information. So I'm going to bring on Carrie now, Carrie Gibson.
Hi,
Well,
Mary.
I'm going to ask you the same question too. What did you do
Okay.
differently?
Well,
While
actually,
something did in honor of PJ.
of TJ. Yeah, I lost TJ in September 2017. So, for the past 2 years, TJ has a daughter, Michaela, my granddaughter, and she's 9 years old now. So for the past 2 years during her Thanksgiving break, she comes over to Birmingham to spend 3 or 4 days with me and then we normally go back to Atlanta for Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving Day or the day before Thanksgiving. So that's what I've done in the past 2 years, and it has, I mean, you don't know how much that has helped me, because she is so much like my son that, I mean, it's just amazing to see they have the same type of mannerisms and attitudes, and just it's just amazing to see that. So I've enjoyed doing that, and she enjoys coming over to Birmingham with me. So, you know, she'll go in the office with me a couple of days, and I know you called her Sheila, but it's Shirley Jackson. So Shirley's met Michaela, and it's an adventure for her, and I enjoy
it. Yeah, that's correct. So wrong.
Yeah. But
Molly, you should have corrected me on that. I'm sorry. I was typing fast today trying to get everything done. I apologize. But go ahead, Carrie.
Yeah, it's just been so very helpful to me just to have her, and it's just the two of us, you know, here when she comes over to spend our time together. So, and she comes anywhere from 2-3 times a year. She comes and spends a few days with me. So it's just good to be around her. And it's just much like Shirley said, I mean, there is sadness at times, but there wasn't, you know, at the holiday time, I was, you know, able to enjoy the holidays with her. So it's just, you know, we always do potluck and for Thanksgiving dinner. And one of TJ's favorites was sweet potato souffle. So I always have to make the sweet potato souffle and take that. And so that's how I honor him, just, you know, spending time with Michaela and making one of his favorite dishes.
Okay. Well, I miss TJ myself because he grew up with my kids. And like I say, I know the kind of person that he was. And he was quite a person, but I'm sure that he talked when he was among his peers. But he was always quiet around most of us. But, yes, he has such a wonderful spirit about him. And like I say, we miss him also. And thank you so much for sharing that as well. And Shirley, I'm gonna get back to you. I am so sorry. One thing, the reason why I had the name on my text, but what I was doing, I was typing this out because I wanted to make sure I had everything in order, and I put Sheila. Now Sheila is the president of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, and I spoke to her just before I got on the air. So excuse me for that. My mind. What's on my mind was went to my typing. So I apologize. Shirley Jackson.
Oh. Yeah, it's no problem at all.
Yes, and I'm sorry about that. But thank you so much, both of you, for sharing your story about what you did differently and what helped you, because that's important that you do something different. Now Christmas is coming along. I know you've gotten through Thanksgiving, and now Christmas is coming along. Now you got to deal with this holiday again. You got to deal with another storm. But guess what? You're going to get through the storm. God is going to help you to get through it. And what you do, try some of these coping methods and do something different. I do the same thing that you do when your loved one was there. Now, it's been years and years since my husband passed, but we used to do the same thing every Christmas, and the kids look forward to it. So what they enjoyed, I felt it was comfort for them and myself. And one of the things that some of the things that we did was making sure my husband always believed in fresh Christmas tree. So I took my kids to the farm, and we would get our Christmas tree, bring it back, and my little son, Alan, he would be the man of the house. He would help me get that tree in the house, through the doors. So that's one thing I did. The other thing I did was we have a fireplace. My husband made sure that we had a fire in the fireplace that Christmas morning. I did that also. And as far as cooking dinner, he loved honey baked ham. I always made sure that there was honey baked ham for Christmas. So those are the three things that I did every Christmas because my kids look forward to it. My son and daughter look forward to going to the farm, cutting down that tree. So whatever that will get you through the holiday, do it. Do some of the things that you enjoy. Those memories are good memories. So do some of those things. And just knowing that your family is there in spirit and God is right there with his angels, making sure that you're getting through this storm. And like I say, there is light. When you go first, the storm is darkness. And as you continue to go through that storm, you're going to see light. And to see God's light. And he's letting you know that he will be there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So the reason why I brought all of these different testimonies up is because I wanted you to see the different things that different people do. And it might encourage you to do some of the same thing or something special that you did each and every year with your loved one. And yes, it's going to be sad sometimes. Sometimes you're going to continue to cry. But just knowing that you can, if you made it through Thanksgiving, you're going to get through Christmas. And one year after another, you're going to continue on getting stronger and stronger in your faith and your walk with God. And knowing that, and you can feel his presence and knowing that he will continue to be there with you. So I hope that these weeks have encouraged you. We have one more week before Christmas. I am going to be on the air next week, and I do have two topics that I would like to talk about. I will not be on the air for Christmas Eve. You know what Christmas Eve is, getting prepared. I got two grandbabies, so I'm going to be helping out, making sure all of my stuff is together. So when I normally take the toys and stuff over to my daughter. We have changed the tradition a little bit. It was always them being here with me. We are waking up together. But now because I have grandkids and I go over to their house, we open up gifts and we eat breakfast together. But the topic that I will be talking about next week is rebuilding your life and God's aloha. That's aloha meaning hello or goodbye. And I'll talk about those two things next week. That'll be our last session, week seven. And I know, I have faith that you're going to get through Christmas just as well as you got through Thanksgiving. And that is all we have tonight. And thanks again to Shirley and Carrie for giving that testimony, and Linda last week as she shared her beauty in ashes. And thanks again for tuning in to our show. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed, and let me always say, happy moments, praise God. Peaceful moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. And in every moment, thank God. Good night.
Watching us now, and when it looks if we can't win. Wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you make a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over.